everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, my name is Brianna Contreras and I'm Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. In this latest episode, I spoke with Mark Poling, Chief Product Officer of Zipari, which is a health insurance tech organization. In the discussion, Mark and I talked about how a direct-to-consumer model can simplify the enrollment process, and he shared the benefits the model has to health insurance systems operations. Hi Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Brianna. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining me for an episode of Tuning in the C-Suite podcast.
You bet.
Thank you. So first, just to start off, can you just share with our listeners, you know, what's your title and what's the mission of Zipari?
Absolutely. I'm the Chief Product Officer with Zipari. And you know, at the end of the day, what Zipari is really trying to do is engage with members to make their entire experience with the health plan more meaningful, and for them to get more out of it. And that that means a lot of different things. That also means engaging with providers, with employers, and brokers to really augment that member experience that they have.
Wonderful. Thank you. So now our basis of the discussion today is the direct-to-consumer model. So can you just share, you know, what that model is and what it does?
Certainly. So individuals are carrying more and more of the responsibility in their benefit selection processes. With ACA, clearly that brought more responsibility to the consumer, but high deductible health plans from their employers, new programs like ICHRAs and those things are also leaving a lot of that burden with the individual. So sometimes that quote consumer is actually the employee of an employer, but there's a lot more decisions and things to take into consideration now than there used to be. And, you know, we want to help those people make fact-based decisions. You know, how does this impact me? Make that process and that decision process intuitive for them. Most of them don't understand how health plans work. They're fairly complicated. Even something that's simple in concept, like a co-insurance with all the different stipulations around there, and co-pays that can become, you know, very, very confusing for that person.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, can you share how a direct-to-consumer model differs from other models? Maybe what steps are consumers skipping that they normally wouldn't in other plans?
Yeah, and really, you know, to us, you know, and for the consumers as well, you know, this shouldn't just be a price comparison. You know, it shouldn't, these are my options. This one's the cheapest, so I'll go with this. There are a lot of implications with that and what that will ultimately mean to you, depending on who you are, you know, what your income is, what your health is, and those types of things. So when we talk about going direct to consumer, we really want to meet that person there and help them through the process and leverage the assets that the payers have in terms of information about those people that can help them make more informed decisions.
I guess, is this a benefit to, you know, any patient? You know, this model, is this geared toward a specific patient or that it can benefit toward, if that makes sense?
It can benefit anyone, really. So when we talk about direct to consumer, a lot of times we're talking about, you know, some of our products that help people choose what health plan they want to enroll in and what they want to sign it. So, you know, a 26-year-old, that's very, very healthy, coming off their parents' policy for the first time and having to make these decisions for the very first time themselves, by providing them like estimated costs, based on, their prior utilization and their current health risk assessment. That person is probably going to go with a very inexpensive plan, because the odds are, they won't utilize their benefits very much. So for them, it's saving them money. And it's very specific to them. If they were to go get the lowest deductible health plan and pay the most just because they're very risk averse, they're probably really overpaying. Whereas on the other end of the spectrum, somebody with a lot of chronic conditions and needs certain medications and things, if they were to make the wrong decision, they'll end up with a lot of out-of-pocket costs that, if they would have had the data and the information and laid out in a structure, so that they could visualize that and understand it, they would have made a different decision and saved themselves a lot of money. And if you don't have the money to do some of the things that you need to do for your health, then your issues are going to get worse. So very impactful, for the person.
Got it. Thank you. Now, how is this modeled a model delivered to consumers?
This is a really cool or really critical aspect of all of this. It's kind of cool too.
Cool.
So there's an enormous amount of focus on, we need this online. We need these on our website. We need these on their website, and you do. You need the, because consumers expect to be able to get that information, in an intuitive format, both on the web as well as, on their phone. But when they do get confused and they do need help, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to reach out to a broker, or they're going to reach out, to the health plan themselves and land in their call center. When they do either one of those, we want the broker and, the internal sales agent at the health plan to have this same information available to them, so they can really explain it to the consumer in terms of what this will mean to them in terms of expected total out-of-pocket costs.
Okay, great. Now, how does this model simplify the enrollment process?
The most complicated part of this process is comparing the different plans and benefit options. The actual process to enroll is a simple questionnaire. So if you can get them past the decision process, and if you look at the conversion metrics, once people click enroll now on this plan, you don't lose very many of them, because that process, while you can make it complicated, it's really not that difficult to make it pretty simple to do, on a phone, or online, or over the phone, talking with somebody. So that part of it's pretty easy, but you lose a ton of people, just when all the different plans come up in front of them and they don't know what to do.
Right. And I'm sorry, is there a way to educate? I mean, of course, this podcast in general is, the purpose is to educate more on this specific model, but is there a way at Zipari you guys educate more specifically so people do understand?
We do. So we can, so a couple things. So we can, we try to show the consumer, if next year looked just like last year in terms of how often you went to the doctor, what you went to the doctor for, what prescriptions you took, this is how much you would spend out of pocket with each plan. And that really helps them understand things. They don't have to get into those terms. They know exactly what the impact is going to be. They don't necessarily have to understand how they are going to get there in terms of, what they spent on what, because that's not as important. What is important is the total out-of-pocket cost. And they can also look at what kind of what-if scenario. So what if this were to happen to me? What if I was to, go skiing and break my leg? What's that going to look like? So they can look at those different things and compare those different things, so that it's that information, kind of those two lenses, we think that's really beneficial.
Okay, cool. Now, can you explain some of the visibility benefits for health insurance consumers?
There are certain benefits that are going to be very relevant to certain people. So they have a given condition, and how specifically do the benefits cover that condition? So giving them visibility into specifically what that means for them, because that's not the same, for everyone. Different people are going to be focused on different benefits that the health plan offers. So making that intuitive so they can find that information without having to read 40 pages of very detailed industry specific lingo is very important.
Okay, thank you. Now, how would personalized data-driven recommendations work to show consumers the right plans?
Again, it's it so for every plan that's available to them, we can show them the expected total out of pocket costs over the next year. So things that they would have to pay, their co-pay, their deductible, their premium. So this is how it all nets out. Is how we do that.
Okay, thank you. Now, this also may be a bit repetitive, but how does the model, the direct-to-consumer model, secure payments and billing?
So payments are important. Different people want to pay differently. So some people will want to, set up an auto pay right there, their first time when they're enrolling. And being able to do that is important to them. Not just making that first monthly premium payment, but getting everything set up so they don't have to think about it the rest of the year. Whereas others, they do want the flexibility to, kind of pay that when they can. So and some people just want, old fashioned. They want a paper bill. They do their bills the first of every month or whatever their routine is. But giving them the flexibility to set all of that up, right there, in that initial session, is a big win for everyone.
That's great. Everything seems, I mean, so far it's just very accessible and easy to work with through this model. So that's nice. And lastly, how does it benefit insurers, the model?
This benefits insurers because the first thing it does is it builds trust and credibility. So if you got, any organization trying to sell you something, and they're not necessarily trying to sell you the most expensive product they have, many times that will build trust. And this upfront, shopping and enrollment piece, it's the one time that every health plan has the engagement of that consumer, right? Once they sign up and enroll, health plan may never talk to them again or never have the opportunity to talk to that person again for the rest of the year. So this is the one time that they absolutely have that opportunity with everyone. So if they leverage that correctly, they can build trust. They can start to steer people into programs that may benefit them, and drive higher digital adoption and better outcomes. And so all of those things, the better outcomes obviously is better, and as well as the retention that you're driving with that trust. So it's really taking advantage of that first point of engagement and leveraging it as much as possible.
Great, thank you. And that's actually all I had for you, Mark. But if there's any other additional information that that you think is important to share with our listeners about this model, please do.
Just I, what I've been in this space for over 20 years. And there's been a lot done over the years to make these products less complex, but they're not trending that way. They're actually trending, they're getting more and more complicated. Every year they get a little more complicated. There are new ideas, there are new regulations. So I fully expect that to continue. So this whole thing that we do at Zipari, we believe is becoming more imperative, more important every day.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.